Welcome back to Only a Game's Anniversary Live Show at the Somerville Theater. I'm Bill Littlefield, and we are celebrating two decades on the air, plus 10 months. Next, I'm joined by three sports journalists, all of whom know a lot more about this business than I do. Sets the bar kind of low, but... First up, Bob Ryan. For 44 years... For 44 years, Bob wrote about sports mainly for the Boston Globe. He's still doing that now, just a little bit more occasionally. You might also recognize him from ESPN. He's got a new book coming out soon titled Scribe. Please welcome Bob Ryan to the stage. Right there. Batting second is Andrea Kramer. In 1989, she became ESPN's first female correspondent. For many years, she was a sideline reporter for NBC Sunday Night Football, and these days she can be seen on HBO's Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel and on the NFL Network. So please welcome Andrea Kramer. And finally, Will Leach, founding editor of the sports blog Deadspin, helped to change the way that sports is reported in these days. He's a senior editor at Sports on Earth, and he's also the author of four books. Will Leach, come on out. I want to start with you, if that's okay, Bob. When we first started covering the NBA, the league was not the superstar-filled glitz and glamour spectacle that we have all become accustomed to today. Tough question to answer briefly, I guess, but what's the greatest change that you've seen in the league over the past 20 years?
Two things, of course, money and access for us from a journalistic point of view. A quick story about the money. When I started covering in 1969, and this continued certainly for the next two or three years, the Celtics would park their cars at the Logan Airport Hilton, take the shuttle over in order to save the $5 overnight parking fee at Logan. They weren't making a whole lot more money than we were. It's hard to imagine now. That's number one. Then, of course, the other thing, the access, which has just changed so dramatically, the camaraderie, it was almost like a big fraternity then. It is now it's definitely us versus them.
Writers versus?
The media is the enemy. The media is perceived to be adversarial and the enemy. It wasn't always that way.
Much has changed, obviously, in the way sports is covered, and much has changed in terms of who covers it as well. Any athlete with a computer or an iPad or a cell phone, for that matter, can break his own story before anybody in the media gets a chance to. Is this an improvement?
I think one of the reasons it's become us versus them in a lot of ways is because a lot of times it got to the point where we would beg an athlete to say something interesting, and then when they did, we'd be like, that is different than what people usually say. Let us all discuss this for 24 hours about what he meant when he said this and so on. Now you're seeing this on Twitter. Now all we have ever wanted from athletes is to be honest and to be real with us. And then when they do it, now we're like, wait, now we don't want you to do that, actually. And of course, inevitably now the difference is now they can go back and apologize or say they were hacked, as opposed, I guess the hacked is the new, he
right.
Misquoted me.
Andrea, pro football, without question, the nation's most popular sport, doesn't matter how you measure it. You have done extensive reporting on short and long-term consequences of concussions. Has all of this changed the way you look at the game?
From a personal standpoint, you always know what goes on behind the curtain if you've been on the sidelines, if you've been in the locker rooms. You see the indignities that the athletes suffer. It's changed dramatically the way that I think a lot of people look at sports. But is it going to change how many people are watching it on television? No, the ratings are higher than ever. And is it changing how many people are going to the games? No, I don't think that it is at all. And if anything, so much of the emphasis is on the National Football League. But this has got to start at younger levels. People don't start getting concussions once they get into the NFL. They're starting at much younger ages. But look, why do you love football? You love football because of the hitting. It's a violent game. This is not a newsflash. And there's ways to try to make it safer. But at the end of the day, come on, this is an occupational hazard.
It's a barbaric enterprise, but we happen to love it. And we understand all these things that make it a very, very popular game. But it is a
barbaric enterprise. I joke with people. Remember in the Woody Allen movie Sleeper when they go back and they look at everything in the past? Can you imagine how football is going to be viewed? The way that history is going to paint this sport is going to be fascinating.
We see the incredible proliferation of statistics. In the old days, there was the score. And there was the high-scoring guy, and then maybe there was the guy who got the most rebounds, and then if you were really a serious fan, you knew who got the most assists. Does it diminish just the joy of watching the game? I mean, for anybody except the 12 guys in the basement reading the computer printouts.
For me, this is lost on me because I'm about storytelling. I want to know about the story, whether it's the storyline of a game or the story behind the game or the story of the individuals that play it. But there are plenty of people out there that just are absolutely obsessed with the numbers.
Well, a fan is free to embrace it or not embrace it. It's, nobody forces you to embrace it. It's all there. You can get a sensory overload, there's no question. Baseball got there first, and then football got there, and now basketball's getting there. And they're even getting hockey there and breaking down hockey. But, I mean, to me, it's about the competition and also about the human factor, which will never go away, and the fact that some people do better in certain circumstances than others. And ultimately, that determines things in the end a lot more than worrying about the analytics.
I have to say, I differ a little. One of the things I kind of like about journalism now is maybe we're not ready for this and we don't follow it that closely, but the teams do. The teams are paying attention to all of these analytics. And one of the things I love about being a fan now and being someone that is able to follow all this stuff is I can see things the way the teams are seeing it. For me to really understand as a fan of my team, of my sadly losing to the Boston Red Sox in the World Series, St. Louis Cardinals, is for when I, to me, understand the moves that they're making, I need to know that stuff. Because if I don't, I am on the outside of the moves. Because as a media person, we might step back and be like, this is confusing to us, which is just going to make the people that run the teams laugh at us because they're paying attention to it.
Well, even before this came about in baseball, didn't you know it was a bad idea to walk the leadoff man?
It was a bad idea.
It's a horrible. Don't do it.
It's a terrific, simple explanation of my problem with analytics, and we're going to cut it off right there. Because Bob Ryan, Andrea Kramer, and Will Leach, although I feel like we could talk about a great many other things for a great long time, we have an NFL owner waiting in the wings. Thank you very much for joining us.